Let's first deal with Pshat in the Gemara one more time, and get to Taisus after. We'll learn the Chiddush that Ein Adam Preyat Teres Manoi, Rish Lakish is Chiddush, that a person Teres Manoi is not believed to say that he paid up a chayv. So there are two Havanas in Ein Adam Preyat Teres Manoi. One is the usual Havana, the way we normally understand. And then there's a second Mahalach, which Ramesh and the Dibris Maisha mentions, as I had copies downstairs on my stender. And I think Rav Shmuel as well mentions this these two Mahalachim. And Rav Nachum. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow there's a Gedulei Shmuel on the Gemara of the Amud Beis. He brings a Rabbi Kiva Eger, who also seems, so we have four possible Makairis for a Mechudish Dika Mahalach. It could be it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have to understand, but for a new Mahalach in Reish Lakish. Hash B'Shad Reish Lakish is the way we learned yesterday. There's an Umdana, there's an estimation that people don't pay. And if you say you paid, I can't believe you. I don't believe you. People just don't pay. If you say you paid, that's not believable enough for me. So we had a kasha yesterday that miut people pay, and in Hocham Amenach arrive. So whatever teretz we're going to take, it's a kasha, but lamaisa, the bottom line is it's not believable to say you pay teretz manai, and therefore if you say you paid, we ignore your words, and your becheskes chiyuv. The second mahalach is that ein adam preyatas manoi is a din. What I mean, it's a din. I mean the following: if I lend you money, and you might I lend you money, like Taisus says, either they are eidim I lent you money, or they are eidim that you were moida. I know for sure that there was a loan. Like, can you just come with any taina and say a taina and get potter and become potter? You'll walk into Beis Din and you'll tell Beis Din he was Michael me. I met him yesterday, he asked him to be Michael me, he's Michael Bechayv. Could a person just say a taina? You can't just say tainas to get out of a chayv. If we know for sure there's a chayv, you should have to prove any taina. Any taina you say, you should have to prove it. If you come into Beis Din and you say you're potter because I damaged something of yours, so now you don't have to pay me. You're not believed. You have to prove it. Anything you dream up to get off the hook from paying, you have to prove. So why are you believed to say that you paid me if it's after this man? Why are you believed to say you paid me? Why are you believed? V'cheskes chiyuv. Yeah, Adam, you borrowed from me. Why is a person believed to say he paid? Only for one reason. Because it's Aymid for a Pirayim. Because normal people, at the end of the Zman, pay. But it's normal to pay. It's Aymid for a payment. Something that's Aymid for a payment, the normal thing to pay, such a thing is you believe to say Parat. The Chiddush is not that Teres Mana you're not believed. The Chiddush is that Achas Mana you are believed. Because you're Becheskes Chiyuv. You're in a Chazaka that you owe me money. So what? You can just say words and get away off the hook? No such thing. I have witnesses, you owe me money. So the Chiddush is, yeah, after this man you could say you paid because it's Aymed Lippi Rai. So therefore you could say you paid and you're believed. Teres Manoi, where it's not Aymed Lepirayim, not the normal thing to pay. So Memeila, you're not believed. Because you're not believed with any taina. See, according to this Mahalach, the Chiddush is not, it's not a Chiddush that Teres Manoi, you're not believed. It's a Chiddush that Achas Manoi, you are believed. Because Stoma, you can't say taina to get off the hook from a chayv. Yeah, taina, Taina has to have a reason that you should be believed. Well, b'cheskes chiyuv, there has to be a reason to believe you. If there's a reason to believe you, then we accept. After the zman, there's a reason to believe you, so we accept your taina. It's a geshmaka mahalach in the Gemara, in Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that toich zmano, you're just not believed to say parati. What comes out beautiful with this?
Why is that called a din?
What? Why is it called
a din?
What I mean is, it's not the mitzias. It's not because 75% of people don't pay. It's a halacha that you're not believed to say a taina, to pati yourself from something. You're not believed. Eino d'preitei zmano makes that. You have no, that a person has no nemanis to say parati. It's not because we say, oh, it's only 75% chance you pay. You didn't pay, and a 25% chance you pay. That's not the vart. We're not playing with numbers. We're just saying that a person can't say a taina. That's not oimid. Stamazai to say a taina, you can't say a taina. It's very nishmak, because now the kasha ain't hachem b'maman achar arrive. If I say I paid you to his man, so you say you don't believe me. So we say most people don't pay. So the kasha was ain't hachem b'maman achar arrive. I want to say I paid you to his man, and believe me, then I'm from the miyut that does pay to his man. So that kasha is only shver the first way we learned. We learned the first way that ain't adam pray to his man is pshat. 90% of people don't pay teres mana, so it's not believable. So the kasha is, in hokam amenach arayv, I could say I'm from the miyad. But as the vart is, the way we're learning now, the second mahalach, is that a person has no nemanis to say he paid teres mana. It's sorry, no nemanis, because tamazay, you don't have nemanis to party yourself from a fadei chiyuv. Now it has nothing to do with yes, hocham b'mamanach arayv. Ein hocham b'mamanach arayv has nothing to do with estimating whether you did it or you didn't do it. It's a halacha that a person is not nema to say a taina to pat himself. If you want to say a taina to pat yourself, you have to have something to back it up. So it's a whole new pshat in the Gemara. It's a to me, it's a very geshmak of pshat. It takes away the whole title of Ein Hocham B'mamanach Arayv, and it takes away the whole thing that it sort of bothers me that I know a lot of people who do pay Teres Mana. There's a significant number of people that pay Teres Mana. So it's such a chazake, other pray Teres Mana that we're buying on such a mitzias. According to this, the vart is it's not oimid for Piroi in Teres Mana. It's true, many people pay, but it's not oimid for that. And some you can't say that you're potter unless you're saying something that's oimit to happen, that's a normal thing that would happen at this time. So this pshat, it's a very geshmak of pshat, and it answers this this kasha. There's nafkamina l'chayra between the two pshatim. In a case where you have a milvah bishtar, somebody has a milvah bishtar, and it's teich zmanai, and he lost the shtar. I borrow money from you for a year, I give you an IOU, and half a year later, you lost the shtar. So it was a milvah bishtar, and the shtar is never a shtar. And now I say, parati teres manai. I want to say I paid during this man. So the Mordechai brings here in the back two shitas. One shita is, you still can't say you paid teres manai. Ain't other prayer teres manai. What's the difference if the milvah was bepeh, the milvah was bishtar? My nafkamina. You can't say you paid teres manai because we don't believe you. People don't pay teres manai. But he brings a second pshat that says, if the shtar is lost, you could say parati teres manai. If the shtar got lost, you could say parati teres manai. And the Rambam says that, the Rambam paskins like that shita, that if you lend me money bishtar and the shtar is lost, I could say parati tasmani. And derive it is on the Rambam. Why? Ain adam paraya tasmani. 90% of people don't pay tasmani. Why could you tie them? The shtar is lost, suddenly you could tie them. But according to Ramesh's second shot, it's very good. If it's because 90% of people don't pay tasmani, the first mahalos, then you're right. Even if he lost the shtar, 90% of people don't pay early. People like to hold on to their money. So you're not neman. The first mahalos, you're talking not neman. According to the second mahalos, it's a question of a halacha. Do I have nemanis to say parati? They're eidim that I borrowed with a shtar. But since I could taina with the shtar, we know that a person doesn't lose shtaris. A person who has a shtar only loses shtaris when he gets paid. He rips up his shtar. Here where I taina, I pay tasmanai, I have the kayach to taina that. So I could have tied it, I paid tasmanai, and we ripped up the shtar. You gave me back the shtar, and I destroyed it. So I'm asking, you didn't give me back the shtar. You lost the shtar. But I have already a koyach to say the taina. According to the second mahalach, you see, Rav Moshe's oivtu is that according to this mahalach, it's a question of whether you have a ability, a koyach to taina such a taina. So if you lent me money with a shtar and you lost the shtar, I could say parati. All right, so I'm not saying parati, you gave me the shtar. I'm saying parati tasmana, but I can taina such a taina because once the shtar is lost, I can taina such a taina. So it's very geschmack that any time there's a way, a reason to be believed with such a taina, a person could taina such a thing. Achayra second nafkamina. In a case where the malva is a shema, I borrowed money from you, and I say I pay tasmanai, and the person who lent me the money says that I don't remember. Maybe you did pay tasmanai, maybe you didn't. It's a shema. Sma says in Siman Ayin Ches that if the person's a shema, then I could taina parati tasmanai, I'm believed. The Shach brings the Sma. He says, what are you talking about? How are you believed to say you pay tasmanai? Ain adam paraya tasmanai. Right? We have in the Gemara in the Amud Beis by Yisayimim that taninon, we even taina for him, that ain adam paraya tasmanai. So how could you say such a thing that's not believable? The Shach is on the Sma. How can you say something that's not believable? Why wasn't it even Yisrael Shashama, Yisrael Vadei? What's the difference? It could be the Sma learned the way we're learning. That the question isn't if it's believable. By moment, even if it's a miyot, you could say something. But you have to have the koyach to taina it. From where do you come to have to taina? Sma holds that in the case where the person's a shema, I could taina anything. If he's a vadai, I can't say you are meichel me. I can't say any taina in the world. But if you're a shema and I'm a vadai, so I could say any taina. Bari v'shema, we paskin, that the bari can be mighty from a bari. So if the whole sugya is a totally different sugya, it's a sugya of whether a person has a koyach to say such a taina, the whole sugya changes. It's like two different, it's like two totally different gemaras, the two mahalchim. One gemara, the way we learned yesterday, it's a question of estimating people, how people are not. And the way we said yesterday, we have to walk away and say that the overwhelming majority of people don't pay tasmanai. The way we're saying today, the second mahalach has nothing to do with how big a majority, how small a majority. The point is, a chayv during the time is not oimed to be paid, and therefore you don't have the kayach to taina. If you have some other reason why you have a kayach to taina, because you're a bari and he's a shema, a bari is believed, so then you'll win. If you have some other reason to be believed, then you'll win. So you should always have a migo in these two cases. So the migo of loy parati, of loy lavisi. So Tosis says that they were talking, there's no Migov Loi Lavisi. There are witnesses that he borrowed. Either witnesses he borrowed or witnesses he was Maida. Tosis says. So otherwise, Tosis says he would have a Migov. So it has to be that he, in a case where he has no Migov, and he just says it's Taina. He's Maida that there was a Chiyuv, and he's timing that he paid. His Maida is a Chiyuv. I mean, it's not so much a Saitah. We know there's a Chiyuv. We have Adam, there was a Chiyuv. He's timing, he paid. So, according to this, the Vart is not whether the percentages are with him or not with him. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with whether a person has an ability to say such a Taina. It has to do with the rules of Bezna, when a person has such a Taina, when a person doesn't have such a Taina. Okay, I don't doubt that the whole Welt learns the first way. The whole Welt learns, you know, the Einon Pretes Mano is, it's a Metzias, it's a Umdere, people don't pay. The second Pshat is just, it's a nice, sounds more like a Derech Pupula Deraisa, a nice Chaf, a Nupshan de Gemara. And the fact is that it answers at least three questions, it answers these two cases. And the question of Einon Chamam and Achar Rav. Okay, let's see the Gemara's Raya. Let's look back to Tosis. Gemara here on the Amud Beis brings a Raya. Tana. B'cheska shenos na shevi Raya shaloi nosan. Eichi dami. Going to Amishna. Ilai madam alai paraticha bizmani. If he says, I paid, what does bizmani mean? When you finished building the wall, or you finished at least the Arba Amis of the wall, it's a pshita. If I say I paid you for it after it was fully built, pshitim. B'cheska shenasa. Elo labdo amah paraticha b'seich zmani. Ama ovin inish depari b'teich zmani. So Gemara is bringing a raya from our Mishnah. Now just push up shat. What's the raya from the Mishnah? The wall, it's a 4 amis wall. Right now it's only up 2 amis. And I say I paid, or it's up 4 amis, and I say I paid when it was up 2 amis. So I'm Nemon, so it's a raya, Adam Perea Tasmana. Mechayri, this Gemara, the raya makes no sense. In this case, when was he supposed to pay? What was he really supposed to pay? So we have two neighbors, and there's a sharing a chatzar. I'm on one side of the chatzar, you're on the other side of the chatzar. When am I supposed to pay for the wall?
Before the wall is built.
I'm supposed to pay for the wall beforehand. This man is, I'm supposed to be paying for it all along. I'm not more chayiv than you. The whole dinyan here needs something of a hesber.
Once the other guy pays for it, then it becomes liable beforehand. Before anybody actually let any money in.
When the other person, so what are you saying? When the other person started to build it, or when he finished building it?
When
the other person. Since here, one person started to build it on his own. So once he starts to build, I don't become chayiv till it's finished. Let's understand. I'm really chayiv to chip in with you right away. If you start.
It's not a woman until you start building it. Otherwise, why would it be
So you start to build. So since you start to build, so you can understand. You're talking about the part you built already, or the part you didn't build yet. What are we talking about here? The unbuilt part, l'chayr etzmana. The already built part should also be etzmana. Either way, it should be Zmana, no? What's the case? You started building. One person started building. One person, let's say one person says, I don't have money, I can't build. So the other one starts building. So as he builds it, it becomes a chayv. Everything he builds is a chayv.
But doesn't the chayv become due when he finishes the
wall? So chayv becomes due when he finishes. So that's the hard part. The Makshin in the Gemara, I mean, the Teretz is going to be that's not that way, but the Makshin held. So how do you understand that? When you finished. So what does that mean? This man. Is that the way it works? We should. We're supposed to chip in a wall. Once you start, I'm allowed to tell you if you started it, finish it. I don't have to pay you until it ends. Is that logical? Maybe that was the Hava Amina. Is that the way we're going to learn? Is that what we're going to learn? The Hava Amina is that once you start building, I don't have to pay till it's finished. What's the logic to that? Really, I have to build just like you have to build. We're neighbors. Once you start building, why is man is not till the end? Why? What? Oh, maybe for the unbuilt part. Yeah. The unbuilt part. Oh, so you can learn. L'chayr, we can learn two ways. I think either the Gemara's raya is from the built part or from the unbuilt part. No? Either you could understand. I say I was 2 amos tall and I paid you. So either the raya is that I'm believed on the 2 amos that you built and I don't have to pay till 4 amos. Which is a chiddush. Once you start building, you don't have to finish pay until you finish. Or else the raya is I'm timing that when it was 2 amos tall, I paid the whole wall, the whole 4 amos. If that's the case, then it's a little easier to understand the raya. Why am I believed on the extra amos? What was built already is this man. On the extra amos, why am I believed?
Why can't you say that? You look at the whole building like it's like. Doesn't
necessarily
have to do with wall. That has to do with the
dinah for
a certain
amount. When somebody starts paying, then you're out the money. You know, it's a whole loan. You're not going to look at half the loan. Therefore, the wall. If you have 2 shutvim, they're really both supposed to build a wall. But one person builds, so we have now a new halacha that I don't have to chip in until he finishes the wall. That was the habit.
You had to chip in originally.
Right? I chip in originally. But once I didn't chip in originally.
Once he starts building the wall, he should,
I don't have to pay till it's finished. So when I come to Tosman, it's 2 amos tall, and I say I paid for the 2 amos, so the habit is that that's Tosman. The Gemara answers it's not. But the Avamina was that that's Tosmanai on the first 2 amos. The Rabbeinu Yaina says you can understand the Gemara either of these two ways. Either you can understand the Gemara, the Raya is Taka on, I'm giving an example when I say 2, but the first 2 amos that were built, Gemara is saying, why did I pay for 2 amos? On a 2 amos wall, I don't have to chip in, only on a 4 amos wall. So since you started, I don't have to pay till the whole thing is up. So the raya is from what was built. Now that you could be mefakfik. You could say, what are you talking about? I'm just as responsible to build those 2 amos as you, so of course I pay you. So if you don't like the first approach, Rabbeinu Yonah says you can learn a second approach. That the pshat is, when it was 2 amos high, I say I paid for the whole 4 amos. The Mishnah says that it's Mecheskes Shanasan, Achiyavi Raya Shalai Nasan, which means, if I say when it was 2 amos tall, I paid for the whole wall, I'm believed, even on the extra 2. Ah, so that's a Raya, the extra 2, that's not Zmanai. I'm still believed I paid you. So the Raya could be, for you can learn the Gemara two ways. Either the Raya is from the part that was built, or from the part, or a big chiddush that I'm even believed to say on the part that was not yet built, I'm believed to say I paid that as well. Okay, there's a two pshatim in the Gemara. Okay, what I'm there on. Now let's see how it fits with the Gemara, with the Teretz. Gemara, no. Shani hacha, the chol, either safa v'safa, or shafa v'shafa, zimnehu. That each row of bricks is its own zman. Now, before I get into pshat, what does it mean, each row of bricks? How many rows are there? Let's say there are 10 rows. Depends how big the bricks are. Let's say there are 10 rows. So each row of bricks is this man. So if each row of bricks, I would pay. What about the half row? Let's say that I say I paid him, it was a half a row of bricks, and a half a row, I'm not believed. Huh? What's the Gemara's terrors? If the each row of bricks is up, you're supposed to pay. Now how does that help? That helps for all completed rows of bricks. I say I pay Tesmana. So on every completed row of bricks, I'm Nemon that I paid. What happens if when I say I paid a row is half done? So I'm not Nemon on the half a row? Huh? Is it talking about a big wall? There's a wall between two Rishusim. Huh? It's a big row. If there are 10 rows of bricks, so we're talking about 10%. Each row is 10%. See, each row when it's finished, I'm Nemon to say I did it. I walk into Bezin. I say I paid you during the time it was built. When did you pay? I paid on February 2nd. Well, February 2nd, one of the rows was half done. So that I'm not Nemon.
What's the problem?
Because the only reason I believed is that I paid because when each row was done, that's the time to pay. So that's why I'm believed. But if it's the day I say I paid, a row was only half done. So I'm not believed to say I paid on half a row. But the whole problem is that the Mishnah says you're Neman. It seems you're Neman in all cases. Mishnah only means you're Neman if you paid at the end of a row of bricks. I'm a stabber. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Becheska Shenasa. The assumption is I paid. That means if I say I paid. If I say I paid, the assumption is I paid. It's not a stabber that it's only if the row of bricks was whole. That's one problem. There's a second problem with this teretz, is that, what do you mean, every row, is that the way it works? A bricklayer, at the end of every row, he sends a bill? Very hard to understand what it means. A bricklayer, each time he finishes a row of bricks, he sends in a bill, and then he does it that way. That's the pshat. I don't think it works that way. Maybe it did work that way, who knows? At the end of every row... So this Gemara has many, many pshatim, because no one's happy with a pshat that at the end of every row you send a bill, and I don't think anybody's happy with that. If those are happy, don't say anything. But so first I want to review the Urim V'Tumim's pshat, which I mentioned in the Mishnah. Urim V'Tumim says that the pshat is when one person starts building, he doesn't want to build the whole wall himself. He wants that they should chip in. It's not getting started. You know, you talk about doing something with someone, you talk, and it doesn't get started. So very often, one side will start the project. You're not going to finish the project. He wants to come in the middle of the project, and somebody should help him, but at least he'll get it started. He'll get it started, and then it'll be teveya. So normal bricklayers don't send bills at the end of every row. No, it's not pshat. Pshat is here, where one person is just starting the wall to get it started. It would be normal he would do a row, or two rows, or three rows. At the end of a row, he would come and tell the other person, okay, we have to keep on going, chip in. So if the person says that that's what he did, he chipped in the middle, he's believed. Because it's normal that when one person wants to push a project to get started, he wants the Kaisel to get started, that he would start it. And then he would be Teveh, the other person. So each row is Lavdafka, each row. We're not talking about the way builders do it all the time. We're talking about in this case, where they both had to chip in, and one person didn't want to, and the other person started himself, that this is a normal way for things to happen. This is the Urim V'Tumim's chat. It's a nice chat of the Gemara. And he said it to fix the Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said that no one would build a wall. He knows, Mishpat Zagoli Lakal, everyone knows. Why would one person build a wall himself? So this is the Urim V'Tumim. Okay, this pshat is not the emes of pshat lahalacha, because the Ramah says the following. I was going to read you to Mordechai inside. So Mordechai in the back, he brings a maisa. but it's late, so I the Mordechai brings a maisa with a cipher who was writing kuntresin for someone. I guess this is before the printing press. So you used to hire, you wanted a shas, you hired someone to copy over a shas for you. So the cipher had written one kuntres, he had written one section of whatever he was supposed to write. And then he went on a trip and he died. And the almana is teveya, the person pay at least for that one kuntres that he wrote. Pay for it. And the person says, parati, I paid. So she tainis, or her bezin tainis for her. You ordered a whole shas, or a whole set of kuntresin, and he only wrote one. Another pareta asmana. So the Mordechai paskins that since the Gemara says kol safa v'safa zmanehu, each row is a zman. The same thing, each kuntres is a zman. And if he wrote a kuntres, and the other person says I paid, he's believed. Just like kol safa v'safa zmanehu, the same thing, kol kuntres for kuntres zmanehu. As I state, the Ramah brings us lahalacha in Siman Ayiches if Aleph. He says, without the whole story, he says if you ordered kama kuntres from someone and he wrote one kuntres, you believe to say parati. V'chein b'chol malacha hanifredes. Any malacha that's parts, that has different parts to it, when each part is finished, you believe to say it. As I state in the Ramah from the Mordechai. Comes the Shach, and the Shach says a gavaldige chiddush, and he says that it's pshat and agamar. The Shach says, when we say your neman that you paid, it doesn't mean your neman that you paid for that one kuntres. It means your neman that you paid for all the kuntres. That once a person pays for part of the job, he already pays for the whole job. He doesn't want to be bothered. And he says, that's shot in this Gemara. Kol safa v'safa zmanei means, not that I'm just believed on what was already built. Kol safa zmanei means, really, I would have to pay at the end of every row of bricks. Nobody wants to do that. So people pay ahead the whole thing already. A person is never to say he paid the whole thing. As long as there was a time for one payment for a part of the job, once it's time for a payment on part of the job, people don't want to be bothered every time, and it's normal to pay the whole thing. So you hear the Shach's Chiddush. He says that the Pshat in Kol Safa V'Safa Zmanei is that once you have a project that has parts to it, you could say you paid for the whole thing. And I believe he brings the raya, takatainis. What happens if it's halfway through a row of bricks? So you can say on that half of bricks you're not believed. The vart is, he says, that once one row is finished, you're believed to say you did the whole thing.
Could they monitor the rest of the other pictures?
What did he, was he teveya him? Lav davka, even if he wasn't teveya.
Right.
He's saying he paid for all the kuntresin.
Why can't they him?
So it was saying, why they can't be to ban for the rest anyway in this case. In the case where the man died, obviously they can't be, he's never going to write the rest to them.
So why can't he pay his wife? They say, well, he's going to pay everyone. He only wrote one.
Okay, I'm not sure that this taina is strong enough to be mighty mama. I say I paid, I have to prove I paid to be mighty mama. But when someone is tevea me, I could say I did pay. I could defend myself and say I paid. Because, what am I saying? That I paid. Is it normal to pay? Yeah, it's normal to pay.
What can you pay for Bill to finish a job?
Yeah, it's not a good idea to give it to Bill the job. But here it's not that way. Because here, if I care, the other person wants it more than me. It's a wall between our two rishusim. And I wasn't willing to go up and do it. He's the one that was willing to start doing it. I know he's going to finish. He wants it more than me. So I pay him for the whole thing.
It's not all the cases, just the certificate.
I'm going to see that in a minute here. But as I state in the Shach, and the Shach says, the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Gemara's Raya originally was that Teich Zmana, I believe, that paid for the whole wall, even for the part that wasn't built yet. And now, the cost of the Sof Zmana is a tremendous Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that I believe on everything, even the part that's not built. Because something that has parts to it, the person pays already the whole thing. Say the same thing? Oh, so the Nesiva says on this right away that something with the original agreement, a mortgage or rent, where it calls for monthly payments, so that we're not talking about. Because that's the agreement. The agreement is I pay each month for that month's rent. But here, where I have to pay for a wall, and the wall, obviously, if it's a 5-year project to build a wall, I don't think he would say it. But it's a wall that's going to go up over the next short period of time. I don't want to be bothered each time with each row of bricks.
So,
why is it different than the rent? Why is the kuntresin different than the rent? I think the lashon and the sivus is that when you have something that the normal way is to pay at the end of each month, or at the end of, you borrow money for 10 years, you pay every year. So that's the normal way to pay. We assume that you pay the normal way. Kuntresin, which is a project that I'm funding, so I don't want to be bothered to have to go to the bank every time. You come with another kuntres. Obviously, it's not something that takes a month to do. It's something that takes a few days to do. So I don't want to be bothered. I give you the whole money and you finish it. That's how the Shach, a tremendous finish. What? Yeah, if you give a schedule, okay, it could be. If the original agreement has a schedule, then that means he agreed to make the payments over a schedule, then anything else is tarzumanoi. But stoma, we say, and the malacha nefredes, the malacha has many parts that people pay. The Nesivis agrees with the Shach in Pshat Na Gemara, but disagrees with his psak by the Kuntresin. He says, when does a person pay ahead of time? Something like Ar Gemara, where the other person is doing a mataiva and building it. The relationship here with two neighbors, and I'm gaining from what's happening. You have all the headaches of building. It's really both a headache. And you took it on yourself to build, to hire the contractor, to watch the building, to pay him. In Ar Gemara, we say such a thing. I'm delighted that you're taking care of it. I have a benefit from it. If I have a benefit, I'll pay you the whole thing up front, and you take care of it. I don't want to have the headache. We see people are that way. When it comes to certain things that involve an ASIC, you say, look, I'll give you the money, you take care of it. People do that. But not by the Kuntresin. By the Kuntresin, it's a regular relationship between an employer and an employee. So you pay him when he does his work. Why would you pay ahead of time? So the Nesiva says that as far as Pshat Na Gemara, he's masking. Each thing is the Zman. Here you would pay ahead of time. But it's only similar to Ar Gemara, where the other person is being mative to me and he's taking care of it. But Stamazai, I wouldn't say such a thing. That it's talking about Mustavit to any of us, that if you have someone do writing Kuntresin for you, you throw in everything ahead of time. If he's doing you a taiva, you throw it in. But Stamazai, you pay as the work goes on. But I'll call upon him, so call the call of the Zazmani, who does not mean that he sent him a bill every row and he paid him. Sent a bill, he paid him, he sent a bill. That's not what it means. It means that because each row I would have to pay you, therefore I pay you ahead of time the whole thing. And that's why I'm believed. That's one of Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat in the Raya. The whole Raya was from the you pay for the whole wall. And that's the way the Shach learns the Teretz of Kosov is money. Okay, so this we've dealt with pshat in the Gemara. Let's turn now to Tosfos. Tosfos on the Amud Aleph. Ubab is manai. Just to review what I mentioned yesterday, Taisus in the beginning and Taisus at the end. Taisus in the beginning says, "Niralishesh edim shechayev loy v'kavalayz man." It must be their witnesses. Yilav hachin nehem neishaparei tais manai b'migudi bayom aloy hilvesi liklo. Adakavat lishum zman. It must be edim. If there'd be a migu, he would win. What's his migu? I paid you, migu, you never lent me. I asked you a question yesterday. Now I'm not talking about the wall. We're talking about a loan. Okay? You have to change your frame of thinking. Okay? This Tysus is not going on the wall. It's going on a loan. So, on belief to say I paid you, I have a migul, I could say you never lent me. I asked you yesterday, that's a migul to ha'asim. Ain oda may is part of l'fnei bal chayvai. If you lend me money, I would never say in your face that you never lent it to me. You can't have a migul that I would have done that. So I told you yesterday that we have this rule, that a migul to ha'asim for money works. Migul to ha'asim we don't say for a shvua. The Gemara's case of Migul da'aza is a Maida b'miktsah swears. The Kash is, why does he swear? As a Migul, he could have been Kaifer HaKoel. We say that's a Ha'aza. So Ha'aza to say the Shavua, we don't say a Migul da'aza, you have to swear. A Migul for money, Migul da'aza for Mamin, that we do say. That's the rule that stems with the first part of Tysus. Now turn the page to the end of Tysus. At the end of Tysus asked that he should have a migul to say, I paid you now. Tysus says, the last three lines, even Ovid Inish the Parabi Yemen, the Mishnah Zamane, but Makamakim, Ainz Amigul, the Lechotzef Inish Lameima Paraticha Hayayim. It's a chutzpah. Which person would say, Paraticha Hayayim? He doesn't want to say such a thing. Rangalu Lime, Paraticha Esmael, Vishachachta. I'd rather tell somebody I paid you a week ago and you forgot than say I paid you an hour ago. We obviously didn't forget. So this migu is a migu dehaza. That's what Tysus is saying. So Tysus says he doesn't understand Tysus. What's going on with Tysus? So he says, an ayin chesed cotton, hey, I believe. He says, what do you mean? This is a migul da'aza, but it's for mammon. It's for mammon. I thought we just said that you say a migul da'aza for mammon. That's a rule. You say a person would be a chutzpedik for money. So what are you saying here? A person wouldn't say praticha hayayim. A person can't say, I paid you earlier. What a migul praticha hayayim? Because It's a ha'aza, but a migul da'aza you do say for money. It's very shver.
This is going to be sad. Why
not? Would a migul say that paid him with money?
Pratiha
hayayim would a migul. Hayayim
means what?
Miyamid the mishlam zimnei. Taisus is going. Because Taisus says afterwards you are believed. So only miyamid the mishlam zimnei. You're not believed with a migul. I paid your test money. So Taisus asks why. The chayre tari is the Taisa pella. Beginning of Tysus and the end of Tysus don't stim. Migul da'aza you do say by mammon. So Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shurim, Islamit, comes with his mahalach in the whole Gemara in Migul. Rabbi Chanan's mahalach in Migul, you'll remember from earlier this year. How does a migul work? So there are two kaiches that a migul has. One is what we call the birur. It's a proof. I'll prove to you I'm telling the truth. I could have said something else. That's one kaiach it has. It proves I'm telling the truth. Rav Chanan said there's a second kaiach to migul, what we call kaiach hataina. Kaiach hataina means, even if it's not a proof, but since I have the kayach to win with a different taina, let me win with this taina. Kayach taina. So that's a second aspect of a migul. Rabbi Chanan says, why does the hezber in migul de ha'aza is believed for mammon and not believed for shvuah? So Pasha Yomar, people would say chutzpedik things for money. He says, no, that's not shvur. The truth is a little shver because people are afraid of shvuas also. They say chutzpedik things for shvuas also. Zach Rabbi Chanan, a regular migul has two things. It's a proof for birur and a kayach hataina. A migul de ha'aza, a migul which is a chutzpah, is no proof. Nada, it doesn't prove anything. Because you don't want to say the other thing because it's a chutzpah. A migadaza has no birur. It does have kayach atayna. It does have, you still could win because you have the kayach to say the second time. So Zotra Bechanam, why do you say migadaza by mamin and not by shvua? Because by mamin, kayach atayna is enough to win. Kayach atayna is enough, even without a proof. I have a kayach to say the taina. So I told you 100 times that when you have a kayach to taina something, you could say the most far-fetched taina in the world, and you believe it, as long as it's possible. When a person has a kayach to taina, he's a musik, and he can taina, he can say any taina he wants, and he's believed. So by mamon, you believed. By shvua, why aren't you believed? Because when you're chayiv a shvua, you're chayiv to be mevarer. Shvua is a proof. So if you have to be mevarer, you have to prove it. A migul that's a haza is not a proof. You remain chayiv to swear. Chiyah shvuah is a chayiv to prove your taina. A shvuah is something of a proof. That proof you still have to do. If you have a good migul, then it takes the place of the proof. A regular migul is a bearer and a shvuah is a bearer. But when it's not a bearer, when it's a migul da haza, so the shvuah remains. So this is the rule. That a migul da'aza, it's missing in birur, and all it has is the kayach of kayach ha'tayna. So how does that help for the end of Tosfos? Let's figure it out. Tosfos says that when a person wants to say, I pay tos manoi, really, we don't believe him. Because people don't say tos manoi. With a migul, we would believe him. That he paid tos manoi. What's the pshat with Amigo? We would believe him that he, with Amigo, we would believe him that he paid tes mana. I people don't pay tes mana. So Bechanan says that you can only win with a taina that you pay tes mana, which we consider not a believable taina. Bechanan's going with Pash Pshat and Rish Lakish. It's just not a believable taina. 90% of people don't pay tes mana. We can only win it, you can only win such a thing if you're migu is a proof against it. It has to be a proof against it. Because just with kayach ha'taina, you can't win, because there's a bit, everybody would have a taina to say parati. Just kineged it, there's an overwhelming majority that you didn't pay. The melas of Trebal Chanon, that's why the migu da'aza here is not going to help. Because migu da'aza only gives you kayach ha'taina. So when you can, normally you can say any taina you want. But a taina which there's an umdana against, so that taina you're not believed unless you have a migul which is megar. That's how Rabbi Chanan explains. Again, I'm reviewing it just to chazer over those of us who spend time trying to understand kayach ha'taina, to review that aspect. There's one more nakuda. The next Tosfos, Keyechid Lo Lekaradin, the beginning of Tosfos, just the first two lines. Avagav perak yesh b'char tenam b'char b'ser shloshim yayim cheska shaloi nifta. Taisa says that a b'char within 30 days is b'cheska shaloi nifta, shver nabai and rava, that say people pay tezumanai. Well, what Taisa is talking about? If you pay within, if I do pinyan aben within 30 days, I'm yaitzer the mitzvah. For those of you who didn't see Tosfos is saying that by pinyan aben, according to Abaye and Rava now, Abaye and Rava say people do pay tos manah. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, so by pinyan aben, why don't you assume the person did pinyan aben tos manah? So Tosfos has two pshatim, either because no one stayed aya him, or because people don't pay tos manah, because maybe the child will die and he'll be part. But it's not sure from Tosfos that you yaitz a pidyon aben if you pay early. Is that true? The mekayim mitzvahs pidyon aben early.
You give it early. Chal later.
Chal later.
Yeah, but you gave the money.
Now, first of all, if you pay pidyon aben early, it's machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Mesechtas Bechayus. If it's machlekes Mechaber Ramah, how we passed it. If you pay a pidyon aben early, I shouldn't say. I'm not totally correct. Rav and Shmuel argue the following. I think it's Rav who says that if you do Pidyon HaBen early, it's good, no problem. Shmuel says, no. Only if the money is still around. Now, when I say do it early, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah that day. It means that when the 31st day comes, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Rav says, you're Mekayim. Shmuel says, only if the money is still around on the 31st day. If the Kayin spent the money, you're not Yaitza. Only if the money is still around on the 31st day, then you're Yaitza. I always remember this because Rapam told me that his father was once at a Pidyon HaBen. And he was sitting there, he was invited to be the Kayin. So he's sitting at a Pidyon HaBen, and he asked when the baby was born. He realized it was early. But they made the Pidyon HaBen on the 30th day instead of the 31st day. It's not uncommon. People think that, everyone thinks the Pidyon HaBen is the 30th day, right? It's actually 31st. So what do? You're sitting there, the caterer already has the whole full, the food out. And people washed already, usually. So what do? So that's why I like to remember the story, because someday it'll happen. I'll be at a Pidyon HaBen. And they're not going to know what to do. So Pam told me that his father took the Pidyon HaBen, took the money, and he said, the whole chashash is that it might get spent before the 31st day. I'll make sure not to spend it. So, kuli alma, it's good. The thing I don't remember is whether he made a bracha or not. Whether you can make a bracha on such a Pidyon HaBen. I don't remember. But this Taisus is a little strange, because Taisus, to me it's strange. Taisus is asking people who do Pidyon HaBen early, why would the person do Pidyon HaBen early? If you can't make a bracha, certainly you wouldn't do it early. Why would somebody do a mitzvah when it's not this man a mitzvah?
Before Yantav wants to wait a little bit.
Yeah, the Truma Sedeshan asks, why don't we do a Pidyon HaBen? If the 31st day is Shabbos or Yom Tif, why don't we do a Pidyon HaBen on Friday? Oh, so Truma Sedeshan answers, because you'd lose the bracha. You can't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings the Truma Sedeshan. When the Mechaber says, Ein Poydin, he says, if it's Chal on Shabbos, why don't you do the Pidyon HaBen? It can't be Poydin on Shabbos, why don't you do it Friday?
Truma said,
what?
The
Kasha is, why? No, it's a mistake. It's not really true. People think the reason you wait for the 31st day is to take him out of Cheskas Nefel. It's not Emes. It's because there's a cost of being on the 31st day. Even Gemirulan Shekolul Echadashad, which is not Cheskas Nefel, we know it was a full-term baby, we still wait 31 days. So it's a common mistake, people say, but it's not true. But anyway, Taisus Lashon is Mashri, you could do it within the 30 days. I don't know. So maybe I'll find someone that talks about it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe I won't, and we'll go weiter. But either way, we're going to go weiter tomorrow. It's about Wednesday already. We'll move down to the Gemara Zibayin, the next major line in the Gemara is Zibayin, the Gemara.